Welcome to an Artrageous bonus episode, a not-so-weekly episode about something random Carrie wants to talk about. Hey everyone, Carrie here. I know it's not a normal Artrageous post day, so what am I doing posting on a Tuesday? Well, it's a bonus episode. I touched on it a bit when I said that this podcast is a project I've stuck with for longer than 90% of other ones I've attempted to work on in the past, and I was kind of kidding, but also not really. I have a lot of interests, and recently, not much time as I would like, but this project is something that's really fun to work on. I'm an introvert. I always have been. The art form I'm used to is creating drawings on a piece of paper or sitting behind a computer at work designing marketing content. The stuff I'm used to working on is very structured. My drawings are precise and highly detailed, and there's a rhyme and reason to everything when creating marketing content. But I can't quite say the same thing about working on this podcast project. This podcast project is a huge change of pace for me. There's been a lot to learn along the way, and I thought that maybe if anyone's ever contemplating getting into podcasting, writing for or working on an existing show, starting a new show of their own, or just anything really, then maybe my experience in the first 10 episodes of Artrageous might be able to help in some small way. So for this bonus episode, I thought it would be fun to do something a little different and talk about the top 10 things I learned from working on my first 10 episodes of Artrageous. It'll also be fun to look back on all of this stuff and even this episode when I reach the 1 year mark or episode 100. So let's do it. Let's get into these top 10 things. Lesson one, just do it. When it comes to starting something new, it's probably a good thing to do a little bit of planning to figure out what it is you're actually trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish. So finding a good, solid direction is half of the battle. A little strategy never hurt anyone either. But there's two sides to that coin. I found myself in a little bit of an over-planning phase when I was first setting up Artrageous. I had my first 5 episodes listed out in the order I wanted to do them. I had social media plans, I had research documents, I had notes, I had outlines, I had entirely way too much stuff. I was planning myself into never getting started on the actual first episode. The idea of getting ahead of release dates and creating a buffer for myself with writing content was, in theory, a really good idea. If I had 5 whole episodes at least researched and written out and ready to record, maybe even recorded and edited, that would allow me to not be sitting here recording and editing last minute on a Wednesday night when my scheduled release times are 1 a.m. Thursday morning. I never want to chase a deadline. That's just stressful. But what's also stressful is putting so much pressure on myself with planning that I forget the most important part, just doing it. Eventually, in part because I wanted to get episode 2 on AI-generated art out there while the topic was still fresh, I had to just go on episode 1. Hell with it. Green light it. Get it done so I can get episode 2 out there. I had episode 1 ready to record. I was working on researching episode 2. I had the Vanta Black Pink It's Pink episode ready to record. And I had a list of topics that I could just keep working on from there. So I started recording, editing, posting, and I just did it. Episode 1 was out there. It wasn't the greatest, but it was a start. If it weren't for that push and someone calling me out on my overplanning and encouraging me to just sit down and start recording, I might not have just done the thing I originally set out to do. If I hadn't, I might have overthought it and stood in my own way, which leads me to the next thing I learned. Lesson number 2, don't overthink it. This one kind of falls into the same bucket as lesson 1, which is doing the thing you want to do, but it really needed to be its own separate lesson. I'm a huge analyzer and overthinker. It comes from being naturally detail-oriented. Sometimes that's a really good quality to have, but it's a blessing and a curse. I was in my head planning. I thought I needed 5 episodes before I could make the first. Did I? Turns out, the answer was no. I thought it would be super awkward to sit in my basement and talk out loud to no one. That's just weird. But it wasn't. It was a bit uncomfortable because it was different. But here I am, still talking to physically no one, but according to my metrics, I'm talking to a surprising number of people every week. I recorded the first episode twice because I wanted to have extra audio in case something weird happened in the first one. Maybe I wouldn't like the way this one line sounded in the first recording, so I'd splice in that same line from the second recording. Did I need that second recording? No. It's that little overthinking that cost me a full extra hour in the recording studio for that first episode. Sure, it was my first episode, but I overthought it, and in the end, I didn't need to spend that extra hour. So I guess this was also a lesson in trusting myself. And that brings me to my next item. Lesson number 3, perfectionism is garbage. I'm the biggest perfectionist I know. Combine it with some level of OCD and it is a dangerous inhibitor for getting certain things done. Granted, if I was prepped enough and practiced enough and ready enough, I might have just created the best podcast episodes to ever exist on the first attempt. But let's be real, that's not a reasonable expectation and not something that would feasibly happen. Unless I was born with some natural talent for storytelling and already knew everything I ever needed to know about podcasting before I even thought about making a show, then there's a snowball's chance in hell that my first episode was going to be perfect. What's the saying that Rome wasn't built in a day? I think podcasting is a perfect example of that. If I'm working to create a library of episodes, then it's going to take time. But how much time do I want to take? Here's a perfect example. Sometimes during recording, I'm sitting there talking and words come out and I'm hearing it back in the headphones. I'm just like, dang, that doesn't sound like how I wanted it to come out. In that moment, those are snap decisions I'm making on whether or not I feel confident enough to continue on to the next sentence or to say the line again with just a little bit different inflection on certain words. So I take 2 seconds to say a line again. But what happens if that same thing happens again on the re-record? Do I record it again? Sometimes, yeah. But then, down the road when editing, that's where I really catch myself. I'll admit there's times I find myself going over the same audio lines over and over and over again, trying to figure out which take I like better. When recording, I knew I didn't like it, but listening back, it sounds absolutely fine and I have no idea which one to choose. To any person listening, it would not make a hill of beans difference which one I put into the final recording. So I have to stop myself and say, hey, Carrie, trust yourself. Stop overthinking. Stop trying to make it perfect. So when in doubt, as a general rule of thumb, I usually pick the last recorded version of a line because that's what, in the moment, that's what I decided was good enough to continue on to that next line. So yeah, no episode is perfect by any means. At this point, I don't expect it to be. I don't know that I will ever again expect one of my episodes to be perfect. Now, I'm not saying that's a reason to not try. I absolutely tried to make the best episode I could on my first attempt. I try to make a really dang good episode each time I make one. That's how I get better. Each time I sit down to research an episode or write an episode or record an episode or edit an episode, I mean, you get the idea. But for each episode, I'm always trying. For me, it's about learning along the way and having the self-awareness to realize that, hey, this episode might not be what I thought or hoped it would be. Maybe I really didn't like how this episode turned out. But if I learned something, just anything, during the process of creating that episode, even if it was refining a skill or building on something I learned in a previous episode, then I'm going to consider it a step in the right direction. Speaking of steps in the right direction, let's talk about lesson 4, which is constantly evolving your process. Sometimes there's nothing I hate more than having to describe steps or figure out why I did something the way I did. Sometimes I don't even know, it's just autopilot. Sometimes I come up with a plan that I think is going to work, and because that's how I got something done the first time around, that's how I keep doing it. I know that's really vague, but maybe I can try to explain it a little bit better. For Outrageous, I started out thinking that my process each week would be research, notes, outlining, writing, recording, editing, show notes, social media, and then posting everything. I worked through those 9 steps in that order for the first few episodes, and then I realized very quickly that the first 3 or 4 steps alone were taking way too long. Taking a step back and looking at what I was doing, I realize that I wouldn't always have 10 hours each week to work on this show. So rather than stress myself out, I had to figure out a better way to do it. Sometime after the Banksy and Bob Ross episodes, I decided that maybe there was a way to combine the research, notes, outlining, and writing phases. The original process was first find articles, then go through each article and take notes on each article. Then go and outline the episode structure. Then write out the episode. That's a lot of and thens. So my new process is to jot down a couple topics or plot points that I want to talk about during that episode. I then do a quick Google search that gives me the links that I can simply paste into that research doc under those topics. And then I combine the research and writing phase by looking at the information directly from that source while also figuring out what's going to make it into that final episode. I basically reordered how I was doing things, I eliminated an entire step, and I combined two others. That cut out a lot of time each week. I also nixed my social media plan real quick after episode 2 once I realized that I need to focus on the content of my podcast more than playing the social media game. We can talk about that in a minute too. But to wrap up lesson 4 about constantly evolving your process, it's something I would encourage everyone to do. I cut my process down from 9 really time-consuming steps each week that probably would have burned me out real quick. And I cut that down to 6 steps that are currently working pretty well for me. But you know what? I bet you there's still ways to improve on that too. So I'll take my win for now, but still keep looking for ways to constantly evolve and improve that process. Let's go back to that research thing real quick while I'm still thinking about it. Lesson 5. Research is a bitch. Okay, I'm only halfway serious on this one because it really depends on your interests and how you do it. Depending on your show, the amount of research you're doing can vary greatly. Maybe you already have all the knowledge on the subject that you're talking about on your show. That's great. You just saved yourself a lot of work. Maybe it's more of a talk show format like the Joe Rogan Experience. Those are really great types of shows too that might not require as much research each week. Or maybe you have someone doing your research and outlines for you and you're just the host personality. That's fantastic and I'm jealous. But if your show is anything like Artrageous, or at least what I'm currently doing with the show, then you might find yourself having to do some research before each episode so you aren't a bumbling, babbling baboon in front of a microphone. Or a total ice cube and freeze up and have no idea what to say. I don't want to be either of those, especially in these early stages of this show while I'm trying to get comfortable and find a rhythm. So I do research each week before every episode. If I look all the way back to episode 2 in January, I remember having so many notes about AI-generated art. I collected over 24 articles about all kinds of stuff. It was a really pithy topic and I didn't want to miss anything. Still being in the early stages, I wanted to put as much as I could into one episode. So I went through each and every article and made an outline. I pulled out all the information I could. Looking back, what's really silly is that even if one article said the exact same thing as a previous one, it still went into that article's outline. I ended up with something ridiculous, like 32 pages of notes. I then printed it all out and started the process of flipping through these pages, spreading them out across the floor, highlighting, labeling what bullet went with what topic. It was just insane. In the end, I was overwhelming myself and just stressing myself out trying to get every last detail into that episode. I didn't want to miss anything important or leave out an ounce of cool information. By the time I finally sat down to record, I had already spent over 15 hours on this one episode, and I was sick of the subject before I even sat down to record. Looking back, that was a recipe for disaster. For the Banksy and Bob Ross episodes, I remember watching 2 or 3 documentaries for each of those episodes, and some of those documentaries were even a couple hours long each. I was taking some notes during that, but I realized it was still a lot of time spent in that research phase before even sitting down in front of the microphone. The lesson here is not necessarily to be afraid of research and not do it, because I do think it's really important for a show like Artrageous. The lesson I'm getting at is just acknowledging that there are definitely times when the research phase can suck and be a little time consuming, so you've really got to plan for it a bit. It's not always bad, though. I really like learning about the stories and topics I talk about because I often find a lot of really fun and cool things that I never expected or even knew about. And that's why you guys hear me go on tangents in episodes, because there's just so much information for some of these episodes, and I just want to share everything I find. So that leads me to lesson 6. Don't get caught up in the details. For me, it's really important to come into an episode with a good understanding of what I'm going to be talking about that day. So I do a lot of research and I find a lot of really good stuff. Yeah, sometimes outrageous episodes are 20 minutes, and shoot, the first episode was only 15 or 16 minutes simply because I didn't know exactly how much I needed when going into it. Well, I think that really short first episode was then overcompensated for in later episodes where I wanted to give you guys more than a tiny 15 minutes. It just seemed way too short to me. So I did. I went down the rabbit holes, over the river and through the woods, around the backstretch, rounded third base, and reached home plate about 45 minutes later in the episode. And it's because I found myself getting caught up in all those little tiny details. I especially noticed it in the AI art and NFL graphics episodes. Heck, I even called myself out on it in the last episode when I nixed the whole portions on Times New Roman and Arial. I had all those notes and all these things to talk about. But I'm getting better at recognizing when I'm getting too caught up in the details and when it's just going to be too much for one episode. A perfect example is when I was editing the NFL graphics episode and I cut out a whole portion about RomoVision and the AR technology used in the sports talk show Around the Horn. And that's okay, because I can do a follow-up episode. If the content is too much for one episode, I'm realizing that's okay. Thinking about how Artrageous is a living thing that's going to grow and evolve and be something that I want to keep working on for a long time, I want to not only give you guys great quality episodes that are fun and digestible, but I also don't want to burn myself out. I have a full-time job. I have hobbies, all kinds of things going on, you know, just like being a human. So if the episode is shorter but has great content and great energy because I'm not exhausted from getting too into the details, then in my book, that's better than a super long episode that's all over the place in terms of content and quality. If at the end of the day, I want to create solid episodes and enjoy this project, then I think it's a great idea to be real with myself and not be afraid to call myself out on my own bullshit and say, hey, you're getting too caught up in the details. So the logical place for a break would have been after lesson 5 when talking about research, but I did the thing I do and I kept going with the flow. So let's take that break real quick, and it can be a really quick one if you fast forward through the ads. And when we come back, I'll finish up with the last 4 lessons I learned from my first 10 episodes of Artrageous. Welcome back to the bonus episode of Artrageous. I know it's been a very different episode compared to the things we normally talk about, but that's why it's a bonus episode and not a full episode. Think of it like a little present. So let's get back into it with lesson 7. Lesson 7 is set a goal, cut it in half. This is a tough one. Before the break, I was talking about how I tend to get into the details and do too much research for each episode. I also talked about my original process where I had those 9 steps to check off each week. One of those steps included a social media post. So my original goal was to create a podcast and have a social media presence to promote it. That's 2 things. I cut that in half and completely scrapped the social media thing for the time being because I decided that at this point in the Artrageous project, the quality of the podcast itself is more important than a 10-second TikTok video. So in those regards, I had to set my goal and then cut it in half. But what about the day-to-day? Sometimes after staring at a computer screen all day for my full-time design job, it's really hard to convince myself to keep working. I just want to snuggle up on the couch with my cats and watch a good murder mystery or another episode of whatever TV series I'm working my way through. The last thing I want to do is work on a podcast for 4 hours. So I just don't. I work on it for 2. Shoot, sometimes I even cut that mental time block in half again into a 1-hour block of time. That surprisingly does wonders for even getting started. What's funny is that if I look at an episode and think about how much I still have to do, it gets overwhelming and I don't even want to start. But cutting that goal of this week's episode in half or into little segments makes it less daunting to get started. What's even funnier is that once I start, I usually find my rhythm and I end up working on it for that full 2 hours, if not more, even though I got my butt moving by telling myself to work for just 1 hour. The mind is an amazing beast to bargain with. One thing for this lesson that I've put into practice is setting time aside each night to work on something. If the episode comes out on Thursday, then depending on what my schedule looks like for the week, I'll literally put into my phone calendars what day I'm doing what. So Sunday might be researching and writing now that I've combined those steps. Then Monday or Tuesday might be my recording day. But the editing of that recording is slotted in for the following night. So by having these bite-sized pieces, I can stay on track and make sure that I have the episode uploaded and scheduled for release on Thursday morning. I'm not saying that this is the magical be-all, end-all method for creating a successful podcast. I'm just sitting here talking about what I've learned over the past few months. Maybe it'll help you in some way, and I really hope it does. But if what I'm doing doesn't work for you, then that's okay too. I'd actually really love to hear about and learn about what other people are doing and what works for them, because that sounds like a really great conversation. But let's shift gears here and talk less about technical get shit done type stuff and talk more about, well, the talking portion. For me, lesson 8 has to be to talk about what you want to talk about. I think I told you guys the story back at the end of the Vanta Black episode about how Artrageous got started. I had that one story that I love to tell, but not much else. I had thoughts about maybe incorporating that into a podcast or something, but I was worried that it wouldn't be a successful show or no one would even want to listen to it. It's not the same wheelhouse as all those other super popular true crime podcasts out there. Then there was the hurdle of what I was even going to talk about week after week. On top of that, I've heard recordings of my voice before and I'm not a huge fan. I'm also super introverted, so how could I put myself out there and do a whole show with just me sitting in my basement talking to myself? That's weird and awkward. And there I was, talking myself out of this show before I even got started. I'm saying all of this because what I learned through doing this podcast, despite all of those ways I was talking myself out of it, is that it turns out it doesn't matter. The beauty of the world we live in today and the podcast format is that I could make a podcast about literally almost anything. And as long as I provide the best quality I can and produce something that I'm proud of, then it really doesn't matter what I talk about, so long as it's something that I want to talk about and find interest in. Even if only 3 people listen each week, if it's just me and my parents, then that's fine. I'm getting so much out of this show, and having anyone tune in is a great bonus. But just because I've now found the thing that I want to talk about, that's only a small portion of the equation. The next lesson, I think it's lesson 9 if I can count correctly, is to keep creating content. I've made a promise to each and every one of you when I said that Artrageous is a weekly podcast. That means I have a responsibility to every listener and to myself to keep working. And really, I am so glad that I made that promise. It keeps me honest with myself, honest with every listener, and most importantly, it keeps me creating content. I always thought that putting myself in this weird content creator position, I would be really conscious of how many downloads each episode has, or just really concerned over the metrics. And while the download numbers are cool to watch grow a little bit every week, what I find the most rewarding about this whole process is when I wake up on Thursday morning and check my phone to make sure that the scheduled episode is posted okay, and seeing that newest episode pop up on my phone. It's not because I want to be this ultra famous podcaster and quit my full-time job because I have 500,000 people listening to me each week. No, it's because I can see the final product of a week's worth of hard work. That little blip of dopamine from seeing that episode successfully posted is such a great feeling. To be able to create the episodes that I want to create, to have them be high quality, to be proud of the quality, and to keep doing that each week, that's fun. Which brings me to the final thing I've learned throughout this process. Lesson 10, have fun with it. I've said it before at the end of a couple episodes, but I really do love working on this show each week. It may sound silly, but I have found myself smiling while editing. Sometimes it's me laughing at my own stupid jokes. Sometimes I'm smiling over a cat making a guest appearance in the recording and me having to edit out their cute little meows. And sometimes it's just because I'm really happy with the way all the hard work I put into that episode turned out. I mentioned that one of the things I was originally worried about when starting was how weird it would be to just sit in my basement and talk to myself. And maybe that's a weird way to say it and not an entirely true description of what recording is like, but what I found is that it's actually kind of fun. I can't believe I'm doing this, but heck with it. I have an audio clip in my recording files that I set aside for I don't know what reason, but it really made me laugh, and I think this is the perfect example of what I mean when I say just have fun with it. So here it is. Welcome to another episode of Artrageous.
With more feeling!
Welcome to another episode of Artrageous!
Not nearly as much feeling.
Oh my god, alright. Go back to playing your video game.
Say less.
Okay, so the absolute ridiculousness you just heard was me sitting down to record an episode while Nate was setting up his video game in the next room. I was so tired that night, and I think he could hear it when I started recording, and that led to whatever the heck that just was. So for me, having fun with the production of this show is so important. Being able to laugh at myself like that was the wake-up call that I needed to realize that recording that episode wasn't something I had to do, it was something that I was able to do, and something that's meant to be fun. If you're currently working on a podcast or creating a podcast or even just with anything you're doing, if you take anything away from this episode, my sincerest hope for all of you is that you have fun and find passion in what you're doing, because it really makes all the difference. So there you have it. Those are the top 10 things I can confidently say I learned from working on the first 10 episodes of Artrageous. A couple topics that you might be a little disappointed I didn't talk about were things like how to actually set up a podcast with the RSS feed and get it on all those podcast apps, all of the audio equipment and settings I use to get really good sound quality, just more technical stuff like that. And I'll be totally honest with you and with myself and admit that I have no idea about any of that. You know, I am very, very fortunate that I have Nate Metz from Mysteries of the Ohio Valley and owner of Stoveleg Media doing all of that legwork for me. He was the one that set up my podcast hosting, and he showed me how to use his audio equipment setup in our basement. So yeah, I really lucked out with that one, and I've been skating by without really having to know about any of that. I know how to record, edit, and upload my episodes, but I'm looking forward to learning more about the ins and outs of audio stuff between now and episode 100. If you're looking for a great resource on all that kind of stuff, one of the best things I can do is give you an unpaid endorsement for another podcast that has all of that great info. And if it's unpaid, you know it has to be a good show, otherwise I wouldn't mention it. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, check out the podcast called Podcast Method, hosted by Dan Benjamin. He has some really great information that I hope fills in some of the gaps for you on anything that I might not have talked about. Well, guys, I think that about does it for this random bonus episode. I have another regularly scheduled episode with a normal Artrageous topic coming your way on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. And you know how we close this out. Until then, stay Artrageous. Series music created by Arenson. Music and transition sounds licensed from Motion Array. Artrageous is a proud partner of Stoveleg Media.
Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.